It's Not Soccer, episode 3.
Number 3, Tres.
Tres. With me.
Martin Lingua.
With me, Adam, you.
Billy.
And.
Huey.
Huey, the three of us.
The Huey, yeah.
We recorded quite an epic live podcast, didn't we, boys?
Yeah, we did.
It was a big one. And what I've decided to do is split it into two episodes.
It was a big one. To get Ed Kidd all juiced up.
So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear this episode, the first part of it.
Yep.
And then episode 4, you're going to hear the second part of it.
Boom.
I warn you now, we get progressively drunk.
more drunk.
Throughout the night.
Yep.
We was going to try and aim it to be simple podcast. Like 45 minutes each. Done. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. No, it didn't work that way.
Not tonight. It never happens that way, Ed.
Billy's struggling right now.
I am fucking struggling.
See, this is like one of them sort of Christopher Nolan movies, right? Where we are showing you the end. This is the end. This is Billy at the end. He's struggling.
Hey.
That's hard to tell from the difference from the beginning, really.
But. Well, I should have prepared better.
But obviously, you'll get introductions from all of us during the podcast at the beginning, or not during it, at the beginning of the podcast.
Yep.
If I've edited it right. I won't mix it.
Hopefully.
But this is the It's Not Soccer podcast. You can follow us at Not Soccer Pod on Twitter. Go to oddpoduk.webbus.com, and that's also where you'll find the Oddcast podcast, and soon, Movie Bowl, part of the podgodsnetwork.com.
Look forward to it.
So, is anyone excited?
Keep an ear out.
Loving it.
So excited. Should we move in to It's Not Soccer, episode 3?
Let's.
Let's hit it.
Let's boom.
Soccer. We're on.
This is what we've been building up to.
Yeah? You reckon?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so what is it? Go introduce show, Bill. You do it. I'll do everything else.
Well, we're sitting here watching Croatia versus Spain. Okay, Euro 2012.
Croatia versus Spain.
It's me, Billy Cutmore.
Me, Adam.
And me, Huey.
Hubert. It does. Yeah. He's got a little bit red in the face.
That's on the weekend.
So here we are. It's Not Soccer podcast.
Because it's not.
Because it's not.
No. It's football.
It's called football, exactly. It is football.
Yeah.
Do you know why it's called soccer? Chewy?
Because the Americans are thick.
No, do you know where soccer comes from?
That's what I'd go with.
It's called association football, is what we call it in this country.
Yeah.
Because all around the world, football is different sports. You've got American football, you've got Australian football.
Yeah, but it started in this country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, all good sports started in this country, so they should say, our sport, if they want to take it, they call it football.
Yeah. Why have they not got another name for cricket?
Fuck off.
Or rugby.
What do you mean another name for rugby?
No, but football.
Are we going to start this already?
No, I'm not going to start that already.
I've been on my wind-up already. We're warm up. Fucking wankers.
So, yeah, It's Not Soccer podcast with Adam, Billy and Huey.
Yep.
Sitting down once again.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from Huey's his first time he's been here.
He's his first time.
Debut. Virgin.
Virgin.
Popped that chair.
Podcast. Virgin.
And Virgin General.
Yeah.
That's it.
And we're going to watch football and not speak for 90 minutes.
No.
Anyone up for that?
Defo.
Just be quiet, yeah? Why do you make noise?
I got uncomfortable with silence.
So what is the podcast we do, Bill? What is this show?
It's a sports-related podcast. I think we've had the Oddcast podcast before where we used to talk about movies and entertainment.
Which is still about.
Is it?
I do the old
Yeah, he does. But this one's, it's a sports-related podcast, it was me and you had he went a bit of a laugh last time, but it's nice to bring Huey in.
Obviously, the only person knows about sport.
Oh, yeah, he's a PE teacher.
Instructor.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'm an instructor.
He's an instructor.
And a coach.
Okay.
He did tell me, which means I'm better at the job, but don't get paid as much.
Oh, controversial.
Oh, if there's anyone listening now that has offended.
You're
going to
get them people.
Fuck off.
Yeah, there you go. I don't really care either.
He started off, all right. So it's a simple show. We talk about, it's a sports-centric show, but not as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Or not as you know it.
How would you know
it? I did not realise that Huey would actually be staring at the screen and not looking at us.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, but I know what you two look like.
That's very true.
Football's changing.
Yeah.
So, football then.
Mm-hmm.
Euros.
It's all spiced up a little bit now.
How you liking it so far?
It's been great. I think it's been I heard the other day, before Germany's last game at the weekend, right, that Gomez had been playing up front for Germany in two games.
Gomez, proper German name.
Right, okay. Right. Do you know how many goals he had scored in two games? In this Euros.
In the Euros.
The first two games.
Three.
Three is the right answer. Now... Right, can you guess?
Ruined it.
And I don't like football.
Okay. And do you know how long he had had on the ball in them two games? 90 minutes a game, 180 minutes of football. How many minutes of
Sit
football?
Sit forward, Bill, because no one can hear you.
How many minutes of football? I'll shout as I get closer.
Yeah,
as well.
3 minutes.
You're going to say 3 minutes?
I don't even know what the question is. I'm not listening.
In 180 minutes of football. Okay, Gomez has scored three.
Oh, 180 minutes. Yep. Oh, I thought he said 90 earlier.
Yeah. Over two games.
Oh, no, six minutes.
Okay, he's scored three goals. What are you going to say?
It is...
Actually, hang on. On the actual ball, as an up-front player, on the actual ball, less than 2 minutes. In 180 minutes, less than 2 minutes. You've got, how long does it take to control a ball and ping it?
Exactly.
Half a second.
Yep. So you're going to say less than two minutes.
Yeah.
Say 2 minutes. Okay, where are you going to go, Ed?
I don't care. 2 minutes. 1 minute, 35 seconds.
22 seconds.
Yeah.
22 seconds in 180 minutes of football. We've scored three goals.
He don't work hard enough, does he? You think if he got the ball more often, he'd score more goals.
He would score more goals. Shame on you, Germany.
What's he doing? Yeah. Gomez, he's
scratching his balls, just leaning up against a corner flag.
What a dick. Some poor bloke in the midfield is running his bollocks off for him to have 22 seconds to score 3 goals.
Yep. What the fuck?
I completely missed that whole thing because you just started talking and I wasn't ready.
You weren't listening. You're guilty for staring at the telly. Man, I was drinking before you come round here.
Yeah,
you've
had a few. Right, what's going
someone's got a big fuck off pipe at the fucking.
Yeah, how do they get him in?
Right, what's going on? Explain what's going on. I don't.
Go on,
basically, a big fuck off cloud that would stop planes going over the stadium has just to come onto the ground.
Yep.
Someone bastard has come on with one of those flares saying the other game. What was the other game? They had two of them.
It wasn't a Russia game, was it?
I don't know. One of the footy players from the same countries that found it through on when I was and started moaning at them.
Fucking right.
Damn right.
I would moan as well.
What's the point? At one point, the commentators were watching it and they couldn't see the ball.
It's ridiculous. You see, you know, in like Italian football, it's a big thing amongst the crowds. You know, over here, you just got the chance and stuff like that. But if you watch Italian football, it's like guaranteed every game you'll see someone in the crowd has got one of these big fuck off flares. Now, I'd be pissed off, right? Now, I don't go and watch my football team that often, okay?
But why not? I bet it's cheap, isn't it?
No, it's not cheap. Not this year. Back in the Prem.
Whoop.
Right. So it would piss me off if I went and watched one game, okay, and the person in front of me pulled out one of these big red flares, because they're not little flares, okay? These things are fucking massive. These aren't like the things
like a stick of dynamite.
Yeah.
No, from a while ago.
And they just caked the whole crowd, and if I would just stood there, I'd have to jump on him and punch him.
If you
want
to go see a fireworks display, you go to a fireworks display, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't go to game footy to see a load of fireworks.
You should be a steward.
Just have a load of fucking red mist in your face.
That's if you get angry.
Where the fuck am I?
The Red Hulk.
Are my eyes bleeding?
The Red Hulk. That's bleeding like that.
Hulk with a fever.
Hulk with a fever. So, Junior Rose, then, what do you reckon? Team so far? Teams have gone out.
Oh, don't
teams
go there.
Are still in it.
Right, I thought Holland would make it. I thought Holland would make it to the final.
What
before
happened?
The tournament, I was like, I can see them being serious contenders. But it just hasn't materialised.
As per usual.
Yeah. They've been... They
underperformed at Buggery.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So why are Holland so shit?
They're the same. I think they've got great individual players like England.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, you know, doing... There's a big expectation on them. Because they are great footballers. Hmm. A lot of them are. So when it comes down to it...
It's the pressure on them. They just melt.
Yep. That's why I think we've done so far, done all right so far, like England, is because...
I do not mind setting up two banks of all and being defensive buggery, nick a goal. Who cares?
Smash and grab.
Who cares? And what the England footy are doing now is exactly the same as what the England rugby lot have done, which is when they put Stuart Lancaster in, they went, right, no expectations on it, put him in there, and he did amazingly well. That's what they've done with the World. He's got no expectations on him. And if anyone thinks, oh, English go win it, they're twats and they shouldn't be fucking watching because he ain't know what you're doing. Because there are about eight better teams than us in this competition.
You're right.
But if you set up solid and you give it a go and you want to play it, then you're fucking in, isn't you? You've got a chance.
Yeah.
You got to
your strategy.
Exactly. Don't mince about trying to pretend you're really good.
Yeah.
You're on it. You're struggling to turn around.
Hey, I'm a big boy. It's not easy.
Getting cozy.
16 and a half stone here, mate.
So, obviously, tomorrow night, big game against Ukraine, England.
It is. We just have to draw, though, don't we?
Obviously, when this podcast goes out as a podcast,
it should be a tough game.
It would have already been played. And we would have won 6-0.
Yeah, exactly. So you edit this. We should do two versions.
I should do
what a great win for England.
Let's
stop now,
right?
Oh, okay.
Right, let's do the first one, which is England have won 12-0. Right, you ready?
Right. What a great win. I can't believe we scored 12.
I can't believe we scored 12 for 5 minutes.
No, that was
amazing.
It was that ninth goal. The ninth goal.
Stuart really Downing really with four goals is saying that it's unthinkable.
He's going to Barcelona.
He is.
That guy.
He's a £35 million player.
The fact that Henderson scored a hat-trick as well. Well, that
Henderson
was even
as
more
well.
Amazing.
For all players to pop up, them two.
I'll tell you what, though. Wasn't it great in the last minute of the game when they brought in Robert Green and he'd done a header and scored a goal?
Yeah.
Great. Just
amazing. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just put the icing on the cake.
So, you know, 12-0.
Against
Ukraine, they got like six players sent off.
Mm-hmm.
We got given extra players because that's the new rule, isn't it?
When
they got players sent off, they're allowed to have extra players.
Mm-hmm.
So we let us have 15. So
that's the thing. What extra rules would you put in?
What extra rule would you put
in? Do you remember that Budweiser advert where they had multi ball?
Mm.
Half time multi ball.
Yeah.
And I think that would be brilliant because I'd do that at school. Like, just whack another couple of balls in, and all of a sudden it's frantic. That's like stink.
That's dodgeball.
Oh, that's quality.
You
try and
knacker them out.
What would you add, Bill? What would you put in as a?
What would I add?
New rule.
New footy rule.
What would I add?
I'd
have two refs on the sideline so they can watch. You know, if goal line decisions,
would they have like,
another two refs so they can tell you it didn't cross the line?
Yeah. Would they have the wands as well? Or they have flags?
They should have wands.
What is
actually
up with the Harry Potter wands beyond?
I've never seen this. What's this about wands?
Well, they've all got. Basically,
the fifth referee. Got
at each end, the two new mugs have got dildos in their hands.
There's some big sex toys.
Just black dildos. Just lift them up in the air. And they don't do nothing. They don't even lift them in the air. They just point.
It says, if you do that again, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's what you'll get.
It's like they've been given the flag, they just can't be trusted with the whole
actual
flag.
No. You're not allowed to wave it.
No.
All right? Not like that.
Okay. But they point with it. It's like a sort of a dildo with a laser pen attached to the end of it. Like, what are you pointing at? You're going to make a point.
Point them in the eye. Yeah.
There's a flash in the eyes of pilots.
What? Until you said that, I'd never noticed them standing on that.
Because
they've done fuck
all. And then
all.
I just looked up and there's a guy standing there.
You know what? There has been some big decisions. Since I've watched games that they've had these fifth referees in, there has been some big decisions and they haven't been called. I don't think they're doing their job enough. Or if they are, there needs to be a ref at the other side of the goal.
There you go. On an audio.
I hope you all saw that. But No, there was a bit on the radio saying, oh, they're always talking to the ref, always talking to the ref. As if he ain't got enough to worry about for two other people talking to him half the time. Or...
getting his ear. I think, you know, it does help, but they're missing a lot.
Oh, hang on.
How many refs do you have in basketball?
Two. No, actually, one ref, one umpire.
Okay, what, one umpire on the sides?
No, they both work together, up and down the
court. Is the umpire set up in a high chair?
So there is only two altogether?
No, they don't watch the marks on the court even.
No. Do they, right, do they both clock the same thing, or is each ref?
They've all got zones, basically, not to bore you too much, they work in L's.
Yep.
So, as they go up and down the court, they're
looking
visual
at
an
L. It's like a game of Tetris. They're just watching that.
If you imagine the big long L thing coming down and two connecting together, they do that and up that up and down the court.
Okay.
It's about.
I thought there was about four or five refs.
No. They probably need to be.
How can you know that? There's only about five players on each team.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a ref.
You thought it was a team of refs. You were watching the Washington.
Sub him in.
He was watching the Washington refs versus the Boston referees.
Yeah.
Needs to be, because it's a horrible sport, basketball.
I've been watching it recently.
Controversial.
It's a brilliant sport. I play it, of course.
I'm getting into it. Oh, no, yeah. Why is it horrible?
Well, you've got...
It's a bit tiring, isn't it?
It's
doing them...
It's up and it's shuttle runs. Yep. But you've got 10 people, all 6 foot plus. Majority of people are 6.5 foot. Everyone weighs, 16 to 18 stone. After one poxy ball, you're going to get hit, right?
In the face.
I get hit in the face a lot. There's one fella who targets me a lot. Elbow straight in my nose. I've never played a game against him. I've been pissing my blood off.
Right,
let's clarify. Not actually pissing blood. Blood coming, pissing out of my nose or mouth.
That's different. That's the STDs.
That's different. Yeah.
Whoops!
That's the chlamydia. Can I
share a little story?
Oh, is it Billy's story time?
It is Billy's story.
Oh, we need a jingle for this.
Right? Jack and Ori.
I remember.
Bill and Ori.
Right,
Bill and Ori.
This was about...
let me finish. I can't talk.
It was nice fun.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's good. I remember about 6 years ago. Seven years ago. Right, Hugh was playing basketball. And I just moved in with Lambo and Shep.
Yes, Huey.
And I just moved in with Lambo and Shep, and they was like, Shep said, do you want to come and watch a basketball match? Right. And
who's Shep, Phil?
Liam Shepherd.
Don't say his name, just say, who is he? Don't say his name.
He's Liam Shepherd.
He's incredibly white ginger bloke.
He's incredibly.
He looks like a matchstick.
Well, what I was going for is friend.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, he's a friend. Okay, well, Shep said to me, he was like, right, do you want to come and watch a basketball match? And I hadn't watched all that much basketball, to be honest. I've seen it played. I've played a little bit, but I'd never watched a match. I was like, well, to be honest, I said, I don't see the point in basketball. I said, because whoever wins tip-off wins the match, which aggravated Shep quite a lot. Yeah. Because he asked me why I said that, and I said, well, if I win the tip-off, okay, we get the ball, we go and score. I said, you start, I said, then you go and score. And, we had this little argument. So I went and watched a game of basketball. We had to travel to Faxted. Okay, it was a bit of a drive outside of Chelmsford. It was about an hour's drive, I think it was.
Absolutely!
And, Hughie was playing, Tom Walter, Shep, and I know Mr. Spears was there. Mr. Spears. Britney Shears.
Oh my life!
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been some time since we was back in the bad old days. And
I haven't seen him since 9 o'clock today, actually.
No. Yeah. Don't tell him I called him Mr. Spears. Right, so I went and watched this basketball match, and I remember watching it, and it was getting a little bit intense. And there was this little geezer on the other team who was putting it about a little bit. And he was a little tidy little player, but he was probably up to about my shoulder.
We're talking Muggsy Bowes.
That's Mousy. His name, I don't know what his real name is, but we call him Mousy.
Yeah. He's tiny. He's a little geezer, he was a pretty good little basketball player, but he was putting it about. And I remember watching the game, I didn't see what had happened, but then, whoosh, all hell broke loose, okay? All the basketball players on the court have gone at each other. I've looked across at the bench, and Mr. Spears...
Right?
Mr. Spears was standing there, and he's sort of put his arm out to stop everyone on the bench. He's like, you lot all sit there, you ain't getting involved. Yeah, and everyone's kicked off. I've had to run onto the court, and I've pulled apart. I've pulled two people off of, it might have been Shep or Walter. I've pulled two off, and I've got one in each arm. And then the refs pulled them all apart.
I had a double headlock.
What, in that game?
Had one of the table officials come running on, and I had him in a headlock, one of their players in a headlock.
That went off. That could have got nasty, like really nasty.
Well, it could have done until the game was abandoned and we all just left. So
That stepped up a notch.
It stepped up a notch.
That escalated really fast.
Brick killed a guy.
He killed a guy for trading.
But yeah, that was my only live experience of watching a basketball match. And did you take your shoes off
before you got on the court?
Yeah, no. I don't want to leave marks on the court.
No, they were leaving. I'd be slipping.
Did you think that?
Take it off quickly. Wait, think of him. Fucking shoelaces. I don't even... Oh, had Velcro.
With Velcro since...
Yeah, I had learned how to tie shoelaces, man. Velcro. I'm off.
Are you saying that because you're looking at my shoes and they're Velcro?
No, I didn't even see that.
Oh, bless you.
Didn't see that. Ed's got Velcro ones.
What, it's easy, it's quick.
Bless you.
I don't even undo them. They ain't been done since I got them. I just slip them on and off.
Yeah.
Like slippers, like you and your little... slippers you got on right now.
You got these for me last year at Christmas.
See?
Bless you.
Good, didn't
I? Nice. Got a little presents.
Found them out of a bin. Bargain bin. So, was that your little nice story there, Bob?
It was, yeah.
That was my first live experience of basketball.
It was a good 5 minute story that should have taken about a minute.
Well, I tell you what, recently, I've been watching, like, since last year, the playoffs, yeah. Mavericks beating the Heat.
Yeah.
That I had a week off of work last year. And it was just in time for the whole playoffs.
Mm.
I had it on record, and I watched the whole thing. And this year, I've missed out a little bit, but I've been keeping an eye.
Hot you on the game, boys. Hot you on the game.
Oh, was that a Spanish fan?
Yeah, he was talking about your Luka.
Yeah. Oh, big lad.
Hey, our mate Marcus just messaged him.
Marcus? Yeah. Where's the couscous, Marcus?
He just said, don't go near any bins. They can't slam dunk you then.
Don't know what that means. Oh, what you're talking about when, like, we was younger, we used to get bullied at school and kids used to, like, slam dunk us into bins. I remember them days.
I think that dog just did the biggest fart I've ever heard in my life.
That was the door.
That was the door.
Oh,
you thought that it was...
But it's just like, he was creeping down towards the door and it just a big rip. I'm sure that was out of
his thought it was a little love puff.
Jesus love puff. Christ.
So, yeah, so if anyone's listening, you can message in and we will read it out. We may not understand it, but we'll read it out.
I do understand it.
You can do it via Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
If you're on this Mixer site now listening,
yep.
You just kind of write a message in the comment section. It's not hard.
Try a message or, you know.
Or tweet us at, individually, what's your Twitter?
B-I-L-O 66. I have to spell it out every time.
Yeah, because you go Billo 66.
Billo.
Billo 66.
I have to what's yours,
Huey? Mine's 1 Huey, H-U-G-H-I-E, 3.
Three. What's a 1, 3? Yeah, yeah.
13 in it, mate.
13. Oh, 13 with a Huey.
Faster number.
Oh. I'm going to keep the sum. Yeah. I find it a little bit... scary seeing another player using the number 13. You think, man, this kid's a little bit crazy. Why
I've had that number for...
16 years.
Yeah,
16 years.
Oh,
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh no, no,
no, no,
yeah, no.
Is that
from?
Sorry,
yeah, Ed.
Yeah, get back.
What's your Twitter name, Ed?
Barker Podcast. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
Just, you know, tweet us. Let us message. And Marcus just said, "Yeah, apparently so, man. This is creepy. I think he's getting weirded out that he's listening to us like a podcast,
yeah.
But we're talking to him. This is a bit like Dennis Hopper at Speed." Remember seeing the film Speed with Dennis Hopper's like watching them on
the I heard your tweet about the second one. What was the fucking point in the second one?
What, Speed 2 cruise control?
Pointless.
Because I think I was watching it and it's been taken over by Willem Dafoe, right?
Was it the one with a boat, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's heading towards dry land. We're gonna crash in about an hour.
Nobody swim.
Do you know what I mean? And it's not like there's a crew of people. It's not like Die Hard. He hasn't had like hundreds of people take over, so they're like got guns at you and said you're gonna crash this fucking thing. That would have been cooler. It would have been like Die Hard, like a group of them. No, it's one guy with a set of golf clubs and a little laptop, which is well old.
Is it an old one?
Yeah.
What, like, for the time?
No, but 97, but it looks really old.
But it was fucking...
97?
Yeah.
15 it was ago. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4...
15 years ago.
Get it toes.
Yeah.
And then no one jumps off the boat. So
there you go.
That story went nowhere. Didn't it?
Well, I've obviously watched Titanic. No, that won't end well.
We just sort of got distracted from PK having a fucking
little pearl
audacious effort.
Alright, so yeah, let's move back onto the football then. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through, this would be interesting. I'm going to get names of all 16 teams in the Euro.
Yeah.
And all I want is a one word summary of that team, what you think.
This could get
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Alright, while you're doing that,
what?
What are you going to do?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
Oh, you ready? Oh, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Yeah, we go. You can go.
Sharp.
Ed's got it.
Oh, okay, so I'm literally going to go through group by group.
You can do one team or just the team that's main.
No, every team, all 16.
Okay.
All right. Should be one word or maybe a couple of words just in case. The dog just farted again.
Sure it did. Sure
it did.
Actually, that's
that one, mate. Should do one word or a couple of words. Come on, we should
shorten it up.
All right.
I'm pretty good at one word.
Short summary. It could be one word or a couple. Right. I know what you're like. You don't got a clue. Right,
okay. Oh, what a fucking howler. That Torres just hit there.
He's got a big spoon on his foot, didn't he?
All right, ready? First team. Czech Republic. Fury.
I've got a little summary. I've got a little anecdote to tell about this.
Okay,
quality. Greece versus Czech Republic. And the commentator said, there's lots of Greeks and the Czechs are bouncing. Ow, fucking and I can't believe no one else picked up on it. I thought it was fucking quality. Another bloke's with didn't say a thing. At half time, they never said a thing. There were apologies, and I thought, surely someone's fucking had a go at that. Not an apology. That was one of the best things I've ever heard in commentary.
Nice. Okay, Bill?
I'll just go with that.
You can't just copy.
You can't get the top there.
Well, we can't top that. That's a great story.
All right then. All right, Bill. Greece.
What did I go with? Greece. Well, they've been a bit of a surprise package. I know they've had a few problems in there, but
a few problems.
You know, when was it? 2008. 2004. 8 years ago. How quickly has that gone by?
Greece, the country. Reminded me of the scene in Total Recall on Mars. And they all get the oxygen taken away. It's just all fucking slumming. I don't know what to do.
Damn it, Greg, you get to pick me.
Yeah. Yeah, they're slumming it.
They're just slumming it. I think
as buggery.
Yeah, it was boring as buggery, but I just see, all I can see from Greece is, you know, within the first half an hour of football in this tournament, they were out.
Well, they're the luckiest people to face Poland.
They were out. They were lucky in the tournament.
First game against Poland, the first half.
Mm-hmm.
They did nothing.
No, exactly.
Nothing. And they were like 22 unbeaten before they got into there, and they did absolutely nothing. And God knows how they get out of that.
No, and that's what has just surprised me, because when it first started, within that hour of football, you're like, they're going to fucking go out.
So you went to say something.
I'm sorry, I know, and then you said something, and it sort of distracted
me. I didn't say anything.
No, but I can see it.
I didn't say anything.
That's all it takes.
Next team. Russia.
I hate Russians. I fucking hate. Only because they've stolen our bloody World Cup. I fucking hate the Russians. So that's all I'm saying about them.
Yeah. But they're another one. They got... The people they got in their team... Really good,
a little bit like the Dutch, but less flair. Good players, don't work as a team.
I think they're a mix between the Germans and the Dutch.
Yeah, they've got that in mind.
But they've got like half the quality. they've got half the qualities of both of them, but it just doesn't amount to
anything.
That's
quite ironic that they're half between the Germans and the Dutch, because they were exactly the same in World War II.
I had a good joke about the Russians today. If next time somebody says to you, he's Russian, say, no, he ain't, it's David Stein. Poland!
You said a good joke. Wow, painful.
Anyway. Poland, I'd say goal of the tournament.
Do you think they're running out?
Oh, I missed it.
Did you miss that?
I don't know.
Right, okay, there was some link-up play coming down the right flank. Right winger has laid it into the captain of Poland. I forget his name now.
But it was in ski.
It ends in ski.
Yeah, it was something weird, like Bundieski or something.
And he took a touch.
Fuck it, Smith now.
Smith. Yeah,
he took a touch of his right foot, and it went through two of the opposition players with his left foot. Has just curled it in from about from outside the box. It was probably about 22 yards out, and you know, to see the whole place go absolutely fucking mental, and it just really lifted the country. I think
they're the worst ranked team in this competition.
Poland,
and
Ukraine,
and you know the second worst ranked team are?
Is it Ukraine?
It is.
It is. They're both. That's the only reason they're in it. This is both their first tournament, isn't it? First ever European tournament.
It's Ukraine. The thing is, in Poland, we used to get them in the groups at every single competition. Euros, World Cup,
they're winning teams, they pop up, didn't they?
Fucking irritating bastards.
Yeah, same as Sweden.
Oh, Sweden.
We get them all the fucking time.
Sven,
you
are.
And I'll tell you what, that us winning 3-2 the other night has been long overdue. Especially tournament football. They were saying tournament football, 7 games, we've drawn 5 and lost 2.
Mm.
That's our record against Sweden.
We did it at the start as well.
Yeah, we did, definitely.
We gave them a little bit of hope. They thought they were going to do something, but then obviously...
Theo, his goal...
Danny Welbeck.
I don't know, the keeper had a mare.
Theo, what was he doing? He jumped out of the way.
Yeah.
He saved the imaginary ball.
Did he think he was taking a deflection or something? Because he went to go
he
left.
He saved an imaginary ball.
Yeah. He did, he went left and he just sort of watched
it. I've done something a little bit like that. I was at a rugby match and I was playing fly half, which is stupid anyway. And this might be a bit boring, but the scrum half flowed a ball out to me and I've been absolutely killed, been hitting the ribs, smacked back my head, been sort of concussed. I've got up, I've had to check my mate, he said, what position am I playing? Is he going to play a fly half for you? I'm like, oh, mate. So I went and checked the bloke next to me, he said, what number's in the back of my shirt? And he goes, 10. So I'm like, fuck, I am playing fly off. So I'm not really with it. We get a penalty with, like, you know, 15 seconds left to go. So I'm taking it. I'm the fly off. I'm the kicker. I'm fucking taking it. And I put the ball on the tee. I step back. Look at it. And as I look at the ball, I'm going to see about 3 balls just floating about. As well. I'm like, fucking hell. All right, let's look at something else. Look at the posts. And there's, like, 3 sets of posts just wobbling about, like, oh my god. Right.
Just got to hit the middle one.
So I've just got to hit, right, I've got to just swing and hope I hit the ball. So I swing, I contact the ball, which for me is an absolute result. Yeah. This time it's 18-18. So this is for the win. So it is proper, like, American
That's
movie.
Intense.
It is. And I hit the ball, absolutely clean through, and it's going. And as I see the ball go further towards the posts just go back into one.
No, they come together.
And I realise I've absolutely middled it to a set of posts to the right hand side of the real ones. So I fucking missed it, didn't I?
Oh, I was looking for it! Hero story!
That Hollywood moment didn't happen. I completely tossed it up, quite frankly. I've actually middled the set of posts I was aiming at.
You're the reason these films are made.
Yeah, I am.
Because people see this and they're like, you know what? If that geezer didn't fuck it up then, we'd make a film.
Yeah.
No, I got absolutely pissed. I probably wet the bed.
Was it a league match?
It was a friendly, but it was against a bunch of people that we don't really like that much.
Oh, so you know, for bragging rights, you don't want to end on a
No, and the fact that
recent?
No, that was a couple of years ago, actually.
Yeah,
I was supposed to play a quick match the next day, and I'd leave early because I couldn't stand up still. Not sure that's a concussion or the alcohol. But
so,
just blame it on the concussion.
Yeah.
I remember one day, me and Stubber drove around for an hour and a half looking for a place in Southend, okay?
To pick up ladies?
No, not that time. We were driving around Southend, okay, looking for a rugby pitch that was that's the door. Let me let him out.
I seriously hope you can pick this up because every time
they can only just pick up big fucking voice.
We've got a dog in it who is supposedly pushing the door, and it definitely sounds like he's farting.
Alright, driving around for an hour and a half, me and Stubber, and we had to get on the phone to Evs, Richard Evans, who had to get on Google and Google Map. Yeah, he had to Google Map and he had to find where this rugby pitch was. So me and Stubber eventually found the rugby pitches, pulled up, and as we pulled up, we parked, we got down to the pitch, and it was a tournament day, so there was a lot of games going on that day.
It was a finals day.
It was a finals day, yeah.
So there was a lot of games.
We turned up and we were too late.
Yeah, we just finished.
Yeah, it was too late. Yeah. For you two. I'm telling you two, this is a story. I turned up, me and Wee got there, and we was meant to watch Shiri play rugby. And we got there, and all the games had finished.
Yeah. I've done. I remember we won that. Yes.
Tell us more about yourself.
Myself. Because people probably say, who is this fucking guy?
Who is this guy?
Incredibly sexy voice talking on the podcast.
I'll have a wee.
I'll have a wee while he talks.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm not really that interesting.
You ain't. And two, but thing, you better hurry because I don't talk that long.
No.
Right, so I used to go to school with Adam Bill.
He did.
And that old Banner Colp. And
Massive.
It was a ghetto.
It was ghetto then. It was. Now it's low middle class.
Yeah. A little bit of money. A couple of flower beds.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of gypsy wedding.
But they got Tesco's now, so it's fine.
And the best thing they got?
What?
Fucking Domino's.
Is that next to Tesco?
Yes, it is. So you've got parents evening, you know you're going to Domino's in between work and there's a site going home. I'm going to Domino's. So yeah, I work at a high school around Chelmsford area along Duffield Road.
In the city?
I won't mention the school.
You kind of already did.
Well, yeah. If you haven't worked out, you're retarded.
I don't think anyone cares.
Yes, and obviously I'm well into my sport. I still play rugby, basketball and cricket.
Yep.
And I now work as a coach. I also work in a lot of the primary schools around Chelmsford as well. We've got 51 primary schools and I have worked in all of them, but I actually work more specifically now in 6 of them, just doing a bit of coaching, helping out teachers and primary school teachers. But a lot of them, when they do their training, they only have one day of PE training in their whole year. I am, mate, Bill.
He's giving us an intellectual conversation.
I am. I'm just raising the notch a little bit here.
No, well, I think I just tweeted that.
You did.
I'm just tweeting everyone while you're talking.
They got a buzzy. That's Ad's fault. That's pretty much what I do. Just sport. And on my free time, I do sport.
Mm-hmm. So you're a sport man.
He's all over
sport. There we go. And that's a phrase.
That's a phrase that irritates me.
What's happened here?
Italy have had a goal shout, but I think it's been disallowed.
Who's doing the
old? What are you doing?
What's that all about?
Yeah.
Bit
racist.
Italian. Was he changing sides already?
How dare he?
Italy won.
Oh no, does that mean Republic of Ireland?
He's just giving it.
Could you tell by the laugh that was a bit of a sarky comment? It wasn't actually. People were like, oh, don't Ireland go out? The island.
Here's a phrase. People go, oh yeah, sportsman. Now, what really winds me up, people say, yeah, I'm a bit of a sportsman. And I've only got one sport. You're not a sportsman.
No.
Because you're a player of a sport.
Any sport, yeah.
You've got to be a sportsman. You've got to be able to mix it up a little bit.
Is this saying here quite often?
Yeah, it's kids that are...
No, do you know what? No, sorry, I didn't interrupt. Only because, do you know what? I listened to the last episode, and I remember you were sitting close to the mic. I could hear you perfectly. You were brilliant. I was like, oh my God, Bill was brilliant at this.
Now I mastered it.
Yeah, and then...
just moved the mic away from me!
Because you can't hear me. And then the second half...
That's the important bit.
Yeah, and then the second half, you sound like you were sitting in another room. Don't get all that. Speak up. You're fucking loud every time I see you.
Yeah, alright. Well, I'm just sitting there, I'm just having a casual chat and talk.
Stop whispering!
Shut up.
Carry on, you.
Right, so, I do get the old sportsman. And I'm going to sound like I'm ranting, I hate football. I don't hate football. I hate people that play football.
Yeah.
That's a complete different thing. People who play just football really piss me off. Like you, Bill, who just play football.
Whoa, I've got a tennis racket upstairs.
And to be fair, you have played cricket for me once.
Oh, dear!
No, I'm saving that for later.
We'll save that, because that is gold.
We are saving all cricket for later.
I was good. Alright, well, yeah, okay. We have sport people coming and going, oh, yeah, I sort of. I said, what do you do? I play football.
You're like, what do you mean you're a footballer? You're like 11 years old. You ain't a footballer. You're here to learn loads of sports. Get on and play lots of things.
Gareth.
How's it going, mate?
It's Gareth. Gareth's in the house.
Yeah.
Say hello, Gareth.
Hello. Hello, Gareth.
Gareth's live.
You're live, Gareth?
Live.
Oh, the internet.
Oh.
Not in a perverted way, though. By usual.
Yeah.
Pornhub Gareth just walked through. Carry on.
I finished my rant, really.
Fuck. Oh. Well, you started...
It's dribbling out the clutch here.
I took a bit out of my bag, put it near me, crotched out, and I pissed myself. A little bit.
Adam did. Just, he just spilled
that
beer.
That was your story.
He was just hiding the fact that he pissed himself by putting beer on.
You pissed yourself again, Adam.
That's it. That's what I had to do.
That's all he does when he comes round here.
I ain't seen you for ages.
That's all he does when he comes round here, man.
I was like, come on, where's Gareth? Wait! Just jizzed in my pants. Sorry, I keep ruining your stories.
It's a great story.
Billy, stop sitting back. Sit forward.
I'm sitting. Can you see me there?
See you, Phil.
Can you see me there? On there.
Only a little bit. Look, that's you.
Yeah.
That's me.
And this is me.
And that's
because you're making bear noises. I'm not sitting here making noises like an animal.
We all went down the. Went down the pub O'Connor's.
There you go.
Went down the O'Connor's. It was me.
Yeah.
A load of PE staff. Some of the science teachers.
Oh, what is it with science and the PE teachers? Why are they hanging around each other?
Because actually, science lot are actually quite fun. Because all they want to do is explode things.
That's what I thought, which is really exciting to anyone who does
PE. Because we're not the most intellectual people ever. We like things like sport and things exploding.
Yeah.
All right.
Stuff that excites you.
And that's all they do. But not at the same time. You don't want to watch kids play football and one of them explode.
No, but if the ball exploded when they hit it, that'd be quite funny.
Oh yeah, I think
is that what they're working on at the moment? They're like, right, science and PE are working together. Like, you know what? We're going to build something. That kid's been doing my head in. He's like, yeah, same here. I tell you what, if you could make a ball that would just like blow his leg off, can you do it?
And then I don't want limbs missing.
Mr. Spears is like, yes, I want to know.
Al Qaeda football.
It's not Al Qaeda podcast. Is Mr. Farmer still at Beddow?
Yeah, he's director of sports.
Yeah,
he's got assistant head.
Big title now, assistant head.
He is. He's right out there.
What about where's Mr. Green hanging?
He's deputy head.
He's deputy. So he's been demoted, or is he? Well, he's kept his permit.
He's staying on level, and they've invented a new level.
Has he kept his position? Oh, what, above him?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
no.
Is it above him or beside him? It depends who you ask.
I tell you what,
it's on a bit of a curve.
An arc of responsibility.
Mr. Green was actually all right.
Mr. Green is a top lad.
Yeah.
If you see him on a night out, he will get you a drink.
Yeah, I tell you what, I didn't really know him all that great at school. He didn't talk to me all that much, but
because you were fucking shit at school, that's why.
You're coming from fucking
But he only dealt.
What was I like at school?
What do you mean? What did you like?
Good two shoes, mate. Never in trouble ever. Never detention once, maybe.
Well, okay.
Maybe twice.
Really? I used to get detention and then get out of them.
Too busy sucking off Mr. Kirby, that was your problem.
Well, he deserves it, quite frankly.
Who's Mr. Kirby?
The one who got dumped for being a pedo.
Let's not use fucking names. You know what I mean?
Mr. Kirby.
Mr. Kirby.
Kirby, that's what he was.
The It's Not Soccer podcast can. All names are made up. Fuck! How do we get it? Oh, I can edit this. Not live. Fine. It's live. Bill, well done. We're going to jail.
No, we're not. He is.
You know what? I don't think you got banged up for that.
No. She did.
He got. I'll set him up, Bill. Back in there.
Oh, Bill.
I'll set him up.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Yeah, sorry. Kids that say they like sport, you hate footballers, that's it.
I do hate footballers.
I had to get back there somewhere.
No. I hate footballers. Slightly. I hate the flopping about it. If I played professional football, I wouldn't last 5 minutes on a pitch. I'd be real carded. I'd be puffing, I'm wanting a fag. But I'd be red carded so quickly because you just
kick someone and they go like set up in shots.
You can't get away with much. But people said it. Can we rewind that?
No, we just
yeah, it don't matter. We're live, ain't
we? I won't rewind it.
No, but Huey, you don't go and play football to kick somebody. You kick
well, you they piss you off a little bit.
What's the point in playing football then?
Now, my whole point is, last time I played football was when I was in sixth form, like the problem match. And they
10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And they had a lad who was quite quick up front, and I was playing centre back. I was like, right, he's starting to annoy me because I'm having to run quite a lot.
Yeah. He's making me
run. I'm not a fan of running.
Does he not know he's making me angry?
Exactly. So I turn green a little bit. And this ball bounced between us, and he's quite skillfully just flicked it around something. Now, what he's actually done is expose his whole right leg. And what I've decided to do is to kick it as hard as I possibly can. And so he's flicked past, ball's gone past me, and I've just kept funneling through and completely taking his whole leg out.
Break his leg?
That's what defenders do!
Well, I don't know. He did get carried off, but...
Ever see from
he was said that, and the ref gave free kick.
What was his name?
Did you get booked? It's Boswells. We're playing Boswells.
Well, I heard about a kid about 8 years ago from Boswells that had a broken leg, went to hospital, got MSIA and died.
That might be him. Now, anyway, back to my story, more important side of this. It may have caused death, but whatever. Now, the ref said, that's a foul. Well, I was going for the ball. And I was slightly going for the ball. I got second best, I got him.
Yeah.
And he didn't have cards because it was supposedly a friendly. I don't do friendly sport. What's the point? So
you've got to take it seriously.
We have. I mean, I was in my big, huge, white, shiny basketball shorts at the time.
Yeah. I don't even like this.
And I also had my steel toe cap rugby boots on. So when I hit him, that would have hurt quite a lot. Because my boots didn't even bend at all, so I didn't feel a thing.
But he was like, what happened there?
And I can kick a ball a bloody long way, so I must have kicked him fucking hard. Because he's been goal, didn't I? For score, he's been goal. Yeah. I've kicked a ball for a goal kick before now. So just one bounce off. So, and I proper went through. But good news is, he went off.
Did you get booked or anything?
Nah.
See?
That's how it should be played. I just got a little bit, look, that's a little bit silly. I went, oh, my bad. And we carried on. And, well, he didn't, because he was carried off. Mm. But we won. But that's the whole point. We won.
I think that's where the beauty. I think that's where the beauty of football comes in. Okay, because it's a no contact sport. Okay, so
is it bollocks? Well,
these days, it is very frustrating to see like an attacking player take a dive. Okay, right, because they're training for it. You know when someone's going to come in and hit you. Okay, I've been in a situation before last season. The ball's come to me in the area when I was playing a football match. The ball's come to me in the area and I've gone to take a touch, but the keeper has come flying at me. I knew he's come flying at me. I thought, I'm just going to take a touch. No, I didn't take a dive, but I thought I knew that his amount of contact would take, like my momentum against his contact would take me over.
You died.
And it did. No. It wasn't a dive. I knew that his challenge was sloppy because he's just come flying in. So I went over with it.
So you
got a penalty.
So you
I didn't dive at all. Didn't dive at all. As he come in, my momentum went against him and he took me down.
So you kept your legs out. Yeah.
I've hit the floor. And then okay. Dive. I've hit the floor and I've got up and I've just got up. I haven't, you know, contested it. I haven't protested against the fucking ref. I've just stood up and I turned around and the ref had a look and he gave a penalty and I just stood there. None of their players like argued with a ref. Okay, it was either, you know, fucking West End acting or no, the keeper fucking flew into me.
That's the thing that gets me
flew
though.
Into me.
Right, take these two players. DJ Drogba, who is what's
DJ?
DJ.
When it was a DJ.
DJ. DJ Drogba. How tall is he? 6 foot what? 4?
Yeah.
5, something like that.
Yeah, sound
like 9 foot 2.
Exactly. Fact. A big boy, isn't he? Proper big lad.
I don't know, I've never seen him with his pants down.
I've not seen him tucked into his socks.
Alright. Now he's fall over. He, diving.
He will fall over in a light breeze.
Kickstand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lionel Messi
2 foot nothing, weighs diddly squat, gets bumped about the place, but carries on and goes through until literally someone comes out a machete and chops his legs off.
I haven't seen that game. What game did that
happen? This game I'd like to see. This is what you want. Tall them up. Tall them up.
I was either kid from Portugal.
Tarantino movie. I think this is where it, you know, the no contact comes into play, because Messi is tiny. Okay, and he proves he knows when someone is going to come in and put that challenge in. So he knows how to bounce off of people. You see Messi all the time. He does his skills and he bounces off of them. Whereas Ronaldo, he would do his skills, but he does them and he'll sell a player, but they will still take him down. And he looks for that. Whereas Messi is like, I take the bounce. If I don't get it, he don't get it. But
going back to your point earlier about how you didn't protest that the fact you were a fan, none of them argue about it. That's another thing, refs. If you had 6 or 7 people come charging up to you, going, like, waving the measuring card and going, that's a booking, that's a booking, and a lot of people saying, that's a dive. I'll tell you what, I'd ref one game this Euros and I'd end up with about 3 people.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Yeah.
No, not a problem.
There's a lot of it going on.
Because as soon as you do it once, next time ever, you won't get none of it.
Okay, right. Now, yeah, what I'm saying is, I don't like seeing someone. Huh? toilets upstairs. Yeah. I don't like seeing people doing a trick to get past someone, but then still trying to buy a free kick.
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to see is someone do a trick to sell someone and to prove, you know, look what I can do. Show their skills. Okay. See it all too often these days, where someone will step over the ball, you know, sell a shoulder to someone, go the opposite way, but then at the slightest little touch, even no touches, brings them down, and they just take a stupid little dive in the box or even outside of the box. You know, it's something that's going to frustrate football for many years, but it's what keeps a game alive, I think, to be honest, because rugby, basketball, the rules are very clear. You're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. Whereas in football,
rugby's very strict.
Yeah, and so is basketball. You're like, no, none of this, none of that. Contact in basketball is like minimum.
Yeah, okay. It's bollocks.
You can. I've been watching.
What you're allowed to, and what happens is different.
Okay, you're the defender, all right? Yeah. I get the ball. I come. I approach you. Yeah. I take a few bounces, and I jump, and I jump to shoot.
Yeah.
And I shoot, and I score it, but I bounce into you.
Yeah.
I get another free throw.
It depends where you are, but
If I miss it from outside the area,
yeah,
then and I miss the shot, then I get 3 shots. Yeah.
I don't even know where you're at on the court, mate.
We're outside the 3-point line.
Okay. If I foul you then, you get 3 shots.
And I'm shooting, you get free shoot.
That's free as in T-H-R-E-E.
Yeah, okay. But, say I'm inside the 3-point zone, okay, and I go to shoot, but as you come in to tackle me, I can still sell it, so I jump into you.
Yeah.
I've watched Wayne Wade do it. They sell it. I'm watching it. Are you serious?
Yeah. But if you have someone with a ball right in front of you, and they're mugging it, they're teasing you to go hit it.
Yep.
To actually have the patience to go, you know what, I'm not going to try and twat the ball out of your hand is fucking impossible.
Definitely.
Well, not impossible. You've got to have a bit of common sense.
Because the way I see basketball is, these basketball players are players, they're like, you've got 10 Cristiano Ronaldos on the pitch. Players Twice. That are going to do tricks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Not players that just get the ball, lay it off, get the ball, lay it off, frame two. You've got plenty of players that do that, but every player has got the potential in every game to do a little trick and try and take it round.
Some of the guys that we play against are, well, freaks, quite frankly, because they are absolute monsters. One of my mates who's playing my Essex team, he's 7'4" now, don't play, lives in America, but he was 7'2" when he was 16.
Fucking hell.
And
16?
Yeah, he was a proper big boy.
Well, he'd been living on baby bio.
Well, his little brother was 6 foot when he was 9, mm-hmm. and then had big knee big knee trouble, so stopped growing. So he's only 6'8". No, he's 6'10". So he's yeah. he's a short one in the family.
Fucking hell.
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
That is it. You have now heard the first part of the epic drunken live podcast with me, Adam, you,
Billy,
you,
Huey,
Billy, is Billy. Yeah, I'm on the edge.
So obviously, edge. Yeah,
Billy.
Listen to episode 4. You'll hear the rest of it. Brr. So if you want to listen to, if you want to hear more from us, go to Barker Podcast on Twitter, Oddcast Podcast, Pod Gods, and Not Soccer Pod. What's your Twitter?
It's one Huey, H-U-G-H-I-E, 3.
And what's your Twitter?
It's Bilo 66, which is by B-I-L-O 66. Fucking sick of explaining it.
B-I-L-O.
The bi
says got no bisexual. L-O, bi. You ugly. You ugly.
It's my best mate telling me that.
Yeah.
Oh, poor buggy.
Oh, he's getting breaky, huh?
He's getting that drunk now. He's getting up.
My best mate said again.
Sentimental drunk. Emotional drunk.
You ain't even know episode 4 yet. So here we go.
So but Billy dies.
Billy.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Oh yeah.
Can we add that on at the end?
Oh.
Yeah.
We just did.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to episode 3 of It's Not Soccer Podcast. Go to the Pod Gods Network, listen to everyone else and the Oddcast Podcast, and soon Movie Bong. I'm going to keep digging that movie bomb.
It's coming.
So yeah. So stay tuned. Well, not stay tuned. Come back for episode 4 of It's Not Soccer. Bill, say something.
Well, it ain't.
Soccer. Hello, welcome to Garage Cast. Fuck you and fuck everybody out there. I've quit smoking and I really don't give a fuck about nobody. Oh, you look so cute with the little boy pants.
You just call me cute?
Betty White was hot.
She still is.
It's wintertime. You need the hair on your ass.
I'm not that old. You're so old, dude. It's like fucking baby powder coming out.
It don't
out.
Matter. It still feels good to me.
Nice.
My neighbor over there, he makes $200,000 a year. Why can't I make $200,000? I should have everything he has. I live in America.
I failed the I-step all 4 times.
And we're putting on a podcast?
Fuck yes, dude.
What are they going to get us for? Talking about pocket pussies?
Yeah, dude. That's fucking terrorist shit right there. What if we pack a pocket pussy full of plastic explosives and...
It'd be the best nut you ever got off.
Hummer. Oh, look at what just fell out of my pants. It was a big fat cog. So we're GarageCast, and you can check us on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, and you can email us, garagecast@yahoo.com.